Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Short Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Olivia Maiden, and welcome to season two of the Short Stories Podcast. Don't forget to listen every single Monday, and let's get on with the podcast. Today, we are actually going to be starting a new deal in this season where I am going to be doing three sections. The first one is something called Storybird, where I'm going to read a story of somebody who actually wrote a story that I'd like to read too. The second section is going to be where I react to a video based on a story that's animated or real or whatever. And the third section is a written short story or poem that I wrote. And today, guys, I have written a really short poem just to listen to. That's for weeks one and three of a month. For weeks two and four, we are going to be doing something called Story Corps, where people share their real stories and you can listen or read them. The section two for that week is going to be Crime Time, where I'm going to find something epic on crimes where you can listen on in about something mysterious happening. And section three is going to be about a writing activity with a featured guest, whether that's my brother, my sisters, whoever else it is, they will be able to do participation in these writing activities. And that's for weeks two and four. So today we are going to be doing Storybird first. I will make an announcement that it is actually my dad's birthday in a couple of days, and I want to say that he is super awesome, really hardworking, and that he's provided a lot for our family throughout these years. So happy birthday, Dad. This episode, I found a video and also a story that I think that really tied together because they were all about tears. And I know that tears are like, oh, everybody's sad, but tears can also be a good thing. So I'm going to be reading. Somebody wrote this. I'm Christianity, and they wrote this short story on Storybird called The World's First Tears. So let's get on with it. Leslie had never cried before. She had never shed a single tear. Nobody had ever cried. So it was with amazement that she realized tears were pouring out of her eyes in fountains of water. She stood in the middle of a small square with fountains of tears forming a puddle at her feet. She tried wiping them away. It didn't matter. The fountains continued unabated. A small crowd had formed around her, watching in equal amazement. Leslie stood frozen, unable to move. She looked towards the sky as if hoping for some kind of divine explanation, but none arrived. The crowd was growing. There was a restless whispering among them. A few of the children were wide-eyed and pressing against their mothers. Her tears continued spewing from her eyes, splashing onto her toes. I'm going to pause right here and just say, wow, if there was a world where nobody ever cried, wouldn't it be weird to be the first one to cry? Because everybody else would be like, look at you, like, you're crying. What? Like, we've never experienced that before. But in this story, this is the first person that cried, I guess, in this world. Continuing. Many of the people in the crowd had cell phones out. They were recording her never-ending stream of tears. She could hear one of them shout, "She must have a disease or something." Another person shouted, "We should call the police." Another voice called, "Look at that freak." Leslie started to become scared. She scanned the crowd, looking for a potential break. She spotted one and went for it, diving between a skinny man and his neighbor. She shoved her way through until, free of the crowd, she ran towards the nearest alleyway. As she ran towards the alleyway, the sky opened with a loud thunderclap. Rain came pouring out of dark clouds. Her tears had finally stopped, and nobody in the crowd attempted to chase her. Instead, they scurried for the sidewalks. A hand grabbed her shoulder, causing her to jump and yelp at the same time. She turned to see her friend Lisa staring at her in shock. pause. Imagine if literally people are like, for example, like, I don't know, example, like a murder. What if it was like the first murder in history, or the first time somebody just did anything and they thought you were crazy? And so they would go after, or they wouldn't go after you. They just start videotaping, you know, how you're at school or something and something crazy happens. You start taking a video. Well, in this situation, this girl was crying for the first time in this world's history, and that would be kind of weird. I mean, her friends even probably weirded out that she's her friend Lisa is very much like the crowds that are opposing this girl. Continuing. Oh my goodness, that was so weird. You're totally trending, like, everywhere, she said excitedly. Leslie's stomach sank. Not good. She just stared at her friend in dumb shock, unable to comprehend that atom bomb that had just exploded her life. Lisa, on the other hand, couldn't be more excited. She was almost jumping up and down, making her huge hoop earrings bounce on her shoulders. She shoved her iPhone towards Leslie's face. Look, you're an internet star, she said. Leslie moaned. Oh no. She stared in disbelief at the clip of tears streaming from her yes in gushing torrents. There was already 100 likes, and the number was climbing. Comments were also starting to get posted. A lot of them contained the word freak. One user asked which lab she had escaped from. Her friend's look of excitement quickly turned to fear. Leslie turned to see a black van come screeching up to the curb. Three men in military-style uniforms and black face masks exploded from the van's interior. Before she could utter a word, they had shoved her inside the van and blindfolded her. The van immediately took off, whisking her away to an uncertain fate. Uncertain fate. And that world, the world's first tears. I'll say, I'm Christianity. However you say your username. That was very well said, very well told, of this imagination of what if somebody was crying for the first time. It's kind of like writing about somebody laughing for the first time. Somebody might be pointing them out. I don't know. But that is just the first story that I've read of Storybird to you guys. I hope you really enjoyed it. And before we go into our second section, we're going to be having a little break. If you would like to, you know, get up or whatever you're doing, maybe you're listening to this in the car, maybe talk to your family members or whoever, but we'll be right back. Hello, everybody. We are back from our break. I hope that you guys all enjoyed whatever you were doing. Right now, we are going to be moving on to the reaction segment of this podcast or video, whatever you're actually listening on, because another announcement to make before I further ado, I have created the Short Stories Podcast YouTube channel, so you can listen or you can watch wherever you are, of course, if it has Wi-Fi. But right now I'm going to be watching this video, and we're going to just be listening to it together. I don't need to show you. I can leave a link, but let's just listen to this video and we'll see what we want of it. It's about this girl that cries real diamonds, and you've probably heard of somebody, but here's just one of them.
I'm Agnes. I have a miraculous condition that is seen only in very few people in the world. When you find out what it is, I'm sure you'll be very surprised and will probably wish you had it too. But please wait until you hear the whole story. I'm sure you're going to change your mind, because as you will soon see, this is in no way a precious gift bestowed on me. It's definitely a curse. Before starting elementary school, I was always at home. My mom wouldn't let me go to preschool or kindergarten. I really wanted to go to kindergarten because my cousin Casey was going. And I wanted to be just like her. but no matter how much I begged her, my mom wouldn't let me. I rarely saw my...
Imagine if your parents, like, literally were like, you can't go to school. Like, I wonder if she was homeschooled. This is based on a real story. They just do these animations. But I just... That would be so hard if you couldn't go to school and you really wanted to go because your cousin was there or your best friend that you maybe have met a while ago. It's just because you have a condition of some sort. I mean, some of them, I understand you can't go out place and do things in places and stuff, but you could probably, like, if you cry diamonds, because I know that's the title of the video, so that's probably the reason why. She probably could have gone, and if she wasn't in crying, she could have at least just gone to the bathroom. Her mom was just probably really embarrassed. I mean, I wouldn't be embarrassed, but I would just, if I was her mom, I'd just be like, okay, be careful at school.
For work all the time. He was home for only a few days a month. One time when he was home, I asked him, Dad, why can't I go to kindergarten like Casey? Will you talk to mom? I really want to go. My dad shrugged. I told your mother many times, but she won't listen. She says you'll go to elementary school. Your mother is the most stubborn person in the world. I'm sorry, but there's nothing I can do about it.
Just for one sec, why would you call your like husband or wife or whatever, like, stubborn right in front of your kid? I mean, they probably could have been like, oh, she didn't make the best decisions, but that's kind of rude, to be honest.
Last hope. But when he also told me that I couldn't go to kindergarten, I started crying. My mom was making dinner in the kitchen. She ran over to me when she heard me crying. She grabbed my hand and took me to my room. Then she said, Agnes, dear, please don't cry when your father's here. She always used to tell me this. I was so little. I couldn't think of asking my mom, why do you not want me to cry when my father's around? I was able to find out the reason many years later. Thankfully, my mom kept her promise when it came time for me to start school. Of course, she wanted me to start my education.
Oh, so now she goes to school?
On the first day, she told me over and over, no matter what happens, don't ever cry at school. It's very important. Do you understand, Agnes?
Mm-hmm.
Even though I said, yes, mommy, every time, she kept telling me the same thing every day. When I would come home from school, she would ask, honey, did you cry at school? In the morning, as she was dropping me off, she'd say, no crying at school, no matter what happens.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's obsession with my crying at school continued for years. When I was a little older,
What I don't get is why the mom just won't tell the daughter the truth. I mean, like, doesn't this happen? I don't know. I'm not adopted, but, like, in some videos where it shows, like, people are adopted and they just find out, like, 10 years later, I think that's kind of ridiculous. They should have told them, like 5 years earlier. And that's probably the same with this crying diamonds girl. Her mom should have just, you know, told her the truth.
She was so concerned about it. Mom would say, you're too young. I will explain it to you when you are a little older, and wouldn't say anything else. Back then, I had a crush on a boy at school named Brody. I thought he also liked me because he would do all kinds of things to try to get my attention. One day, he was doing skateboard tricks in the schoolyard to impress me. At the same time, he was looking at me and checking to see if I was watching him.
I will say, there's this girl sitting next to her. It might have been Lisa. Or not Lisa, that was from the other story. This girl sitting next to her, I could probably say that he might be trying to impress the girl next to her because they're literally sitting on the same bench.
The cord flew out from under his feet, and he fell really badly. I ran over to him right away. He was in so much pain that he started crying, not caring that I was standing next to him. He was sobbing uncontrollably. That moment, I noticed that liquid was coming out of his eyes and running down his cheeks. I was really surprised to see this because that's not what happens when I cry. I couldn't help myself and even touched his tear with the tip of my finger.
That's probably honestly nasty. Like, hey, can I touch one of your tears? Like, okay. But it's just really, like, you should probably, like, no normal person just goes up to somebody, hey, can I touch your tears? Because I wonder why she, like, didn't even cry. Like, when she was a baby, I wonder if she cried, like, like not stop, you know how babies should. I wonder if that happened to her, but I guess we won't know.
Affection and started crying more easily. And thanks to this, I was able to take a closer look at the liquid coming out of his eyes. You must be wondering why I was so surprised. Because when I cried, instead of liquid, I had small glass-like particles coming out of my eyes. Until then, I had never seen someone crying up close. That's why the liquid coming out of Brody's eyes had really surprised me. When I got back home, my mom asked me her usual question. Did you cry at school? I said to her, no, I didn't. But a friend of mine did, and told her about what happened. There were lots of questions in my mind. Was it Brody who cried in a strange way, or was it me? Did other people also have liquid coming out of their eyes, or did they have the small particles like me? I wanted to know which one of us was normal. My mom took a deep breath. Then she said, Agnes, what I'm about to tell you will need to stay as our secret. You can't tell this to anyone, including your father. She started explaining that, first off, that liquid is called a tear, and told me that normally when people cry, salt water or tears come out of their eyes. But because I was a special kid, I cried differently. Then she added, there's something else that is important for you to know. What comes out of your eyes is not glass, it's diamonds. That was the day I found out that diamonds are very valuable. They're so valuable that if we sold the little diamond crumbs that come out when I cry, we could buy a luxury home.
I don't see why her parents didn't even think about that. Like, what if her mom just collected her diamonds or tears or whatever every single time she cried and just, like, put them in a safe? That would be probably really smart, but I don't know if her mom did that.
What I was hearing. So why don't we? I asked. My mom said, because if people find out you're crying diamonds, that might have really dangerous consequences. What kind of dangerous consequences? I asked. And my mom said in a worried voice, Agnes, bad men might kidnap you. Then they'd force you to cry all the time so that the diamonds come out. The mafia may hold you hostage every single day of your whole life. Even though I was young, I understood the gravity of the situation. I promised my mom that I would never mention this to anyone ever. This would be our secret. About 4 years after that conversation, my parents were involved in a car crash. My dad did not have any serious injuries. But despite...
Maybe she's going to tell her dad before he looks like he's going to die or something. That's probably what's going to happen. She's probably going to tell him.
My mom didn't make it. I felt like I was in a bad dream. I wouldn't be able to see the most beloved person in my life anymore. Despite my grief, I kept the promise that I had made to her. Not even one speck of diamond came out of my eyes at my mom's funeral. I didn't cry at all. People probably thought that I never cried because I was in shock. But that wasn't the case. The truth was that every minute I was alone, I spent crying for my mom. I was putting the small diamonds that come out of my eyes into a bag and hiding them in a closet in the basement. The basement was the safest place in our house because nobody had used it for a long time.
She could have just taken a safe and put that in the basement because somebody, like some robber, could probably come in and, you know, go down in her basement and check everywhere and just steal all those diamonds. Like, honestly, she probably should have had a safer thing than a little tiny plastic bag with her diamonds in it.
Diamonds because I wanted to sell them. I had to hide them because my secret would be out if someone had found them. Because I couldn't stay home by myself, my dad had to stop traveling. He got transferred to another department at work. I told you earlier that my dad and I didn't have the best relationship. I thought that was because we spent too little time together, but it turned out that wasn't the reason. Now he was always home. But still, we never became very close. 4.5 months after my mom's passing, my dad said to me, there's someone in my life. I'm thinking about marrying her. I was obviously shocked, but I couldn't say anything. So I just nodded.
That's just crazy because, like, after 4 months, the dad already had, like, probably already started seeing somebody and, like, she probably didn't know. And that's probably why she didn't see her dad so much. I mean, what if the dad was cheating or something? That would have been really bad, but we'll find out.
Now I had a stepmother. I was so sad that my dad had gotten married so quickly, and his new wife didn't seem like a nice person. And if that wasn't enough, my stepmother had a daughter named Nancy, and she was just like her mom. It didn't seem possible for me to have a relationship with them. I understood that from now on, I was a stranger in my own house. After they got married, my stepmother and her daughter moved in. Thankfully, our house was big enough. I didn't have to share a room with Nancy. She got her own room, but little Miss Nancy didn't like her room. My friends come over for slumber parties all the time. Agnes's room is bigger. She should...
Well, that just shows, like, how her stepmom is, like, kind of like the evil stepmother. I have a stepmom. She's actually really nice. Some of these stories are just, I don't know, interesting. Let's skip ahead and see what happens with the diamonds.
Confirmed. My stepmother told my dad about what happened.
Looks like
Nancy
she found the diamonds.
Came to my room and told me my dad wanted to see me. I had no idea what had happened, but I still felt that something wasn't quite right. When I walked into the living room and saw the little bag full of diamonds, I was so shocked. My dad asked me, "Agnes, where did you find these?" I couldn't answer at first. I started rambling incoherently. My dad said, "There's a fortune in that bag. I'm asking you again, where did you find these diamonds?" I was never able to lie to anyone's face in my whole life, and now I was going to tell the truth again. Dad, they come out of my eyes when I cry. Mother and Nancy burst out laughing. My stepmother said, "Did you say your eyes? Couldn't you make up a better lie? This is the worst lie I have ever heard in my life."
It's funny because it's so rare that her stepmom was probably like, "It's so rare that you won't get it. So how could it be possible?"
But they didn't believe me. My dad said, "Agnes, you're embarrassing me. Tell us the truth now." "I am telling the truth," I screamed and started crying. Of course, tiny diamonds started coming out of my eyes as I cried. My dad, my stepmother, and Nancy were staring at me astonished. After witnessing this scene, they were finally convinced I was telling the truth. As you might guess, my life completely changed after that day. I went through things that you can't even imagine. You won't believe the things my stepmother did to me after learning about my condition. However, I'll have to tell you about that in another video, because...
Wow. That's so interesting how, like, somebody could literally just cry diamonds, and then her stepmom, like, her mom told her that, like, people could take advantage of her, like, the mafia or whoever, kidnappers. But really, I think the person that took the most advantage of her in her life so far then was definitely her stepmom. And I wouldn't want a stepmom that was like taking advantage of me just for what my condition had to do. Well, that was our second section on the reaction video. I have one more section on writing a story or poem. And today I wrote a poem. It's called Tears, since we're talking about tears a lot in this episode. Tears. Joyous, painful, sad tears. That moment you want to let it all out. The drip of salt sliding to your mouth. The joy of leaving to be on your own. The pain of losing someone close. All tears are different. Different people are not the same, with their personalities, smartness, and fame. People are unique, just like tears. Each one has a meaning, a purpose to show. Tears. Thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to follow me on @shortstoriespodcast to get more updates on when episodes are coming out, and have a great rest of your week, guys. I'll see you next Monday. Adios.